Okay, no, this is a very important question you're asking. You're right that it is the sensor that is controlling your ability to retain or take in or want to, even though your conscious mind wants to, but because the mind is split, the conscious mind of the ego has no power in any ego. It's a flak catcher. It rationalizes and it thinks it has free will to do something, but it cannot break free of the narrative that is going on at the subconscious level. And the narrative that controls your ego structure is threatened by this information, right? You will not be the same person if you do take this in and it makes sense to you. You will grow, and that growth will require you to let go of certain attachments and loyalties that you have. So it's impossible to do that because there's a prior attachment and loyalty to a different value system that your ego is stuck in. Even though your conscious mind has already partially at least grown out of it, recognizes its obsolescence and that it doesn't serve you any longer or even serve the ones you're loyal to. But it is a structure that, because it's based on sanskaras, until those sanskaras are burned, you are in fact helpless. You are controlled by those, right? So, and there is no free will within the ego to change it. All you can do is recognize you're not the ego, to witness this very thing that's happening, which you're doing, which is accurate. Witness it, accept it for what it is, and say, yes, that's the condition of this ego. I am not the ego, right? And stay in that I am not long enough to then realize what I am. But you have to be in the neti neti phase. I'm not this, I'm not that, not the body, not the mind, not the narrative, not the history, not the attachments, not any of that. I am just pure presence. And once you do that, then the sanskaras will become no longer activated. And then through your love of the real, of that which transcends the phenomenal plane. And there is in your heart a love of God. And that love and the power that will come from that will burn those sanskaras. But what you must do is take this event and this recognition that you have now, which I think is crucial to your growth. It's like you're at a crossroads by seeing this and saying, I don't want to be in that state where I can't take in new information that threatens my paradigm of the ego. I want to be able to shift paradigms and get to higher levels of reality and to let go of those others, because I can't even serve the others I'm loyal to from the level I'm in. I can't offer blessings and wisdom and peace and inspiration, etc. So to fulfill my own love, which is, it's love that's holding you in this. It's a misplaced love because it's a limited, finite love of past figures that are internalized, but it is love. But now, if your love of God can supersede that limited love and recognize that this is your eternal beloved, then that love will be able to release you from the bondage of a prior vow that you took as a child to a loyalty to a system that no longer even exists or that you're part of or has any reality for you now, but internally is held as if it's a present commitment. And then once that is released, then all of the limitations on your capacity to understand will be also eliminated, and suddenly your inherent genius will emerge and you will get everything and be able to leap to the highest level of your being. Thank you. I look forward to the day that grace is given and you speak of your freedom and God realization. But thank you. I think it was very brave of you and very helpful to everyone for you to express this, because you're certainly not the only being who is dealing with this kind of a constraint.